Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The DH, Scotty Madison. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Eisenreich strikes out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Madison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Madison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Deer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Deer. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Deer steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gantner strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Riles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Riles. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Riles steals second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. McFarlane moves to third. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McFarlane tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stillwell moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Kubica covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Madison is 0-for-1 in the game. Madison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bragg's is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg's hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stillwell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bozzio spins and fires to second, and Stillwell is picked off. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Riles reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviam for the out. Riles moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Riles scores. It's Royals, 2, Brewers, 2. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Molitor moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Yount moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Brock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. White reaches second base with a double. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Madison is 0 for 2 in the game. Madison hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Riles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sviem hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Sviem reaches second base with a double. Ted Power now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount is hit by the pitch. Sviem moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Buddy Black now pitching. BJ Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Sviem scores. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. It's 6-2, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-2, Brewers. Glenn Braggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stillwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stillwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Pecotin now playing third base. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer pinch hits for Ernie Riles. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kiefer strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sviam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Kiefer now playing third base. Mike Felder now playing center field. Joey Meyer now playing first base. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pecota hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Felder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Adussi now playing left field. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 3 in the game. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eisenreich moves to second. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madison is 0 for 3 in the game. Madison hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eisenreich moves to third. White moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kiefer. Eisenreich scores. White moves to third. Madison moves to second. It's 10-3, Brewers. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. White scores. Madison moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 10-4, Brewers. Chuck Krim now pitching. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stillwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Madison tags and scores. Jackson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-5, Brewers. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. McFarlane moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-6, Brewers. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Dan Plesac now pitching. Steve Balboni pinch hits for Thad Bosley. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Balboni hits a fly ball into left field. Adusi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.